Right now, I don't think anything of is squash.
What different kinds of melons go around here?
Here you got mush melons, watermelon, cantaloupes.
What's the difference between mush melons and cantaloupes?
Cantaloupes come anywhere from this big up to about this big.
About 3 to 4 inches?
Yeah, the mushroom is this big.
About 10?
Oh, diameter at least 12, 14 inches. Now, they look alike and almost, frankly, eat alike, mm-hmm. but that's the difference.
What about a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after
rain? You talking about a toadstool?
Okay. Can you eat
them? No.
What do you call something similar that is edible?
Mushroom, but I have never been able to tell the difference between them. Can you?
Well, so.
I wouldn't dare pick one and say it's good to eat, because normally a toadstool is poison.
And something that people smoke would be?
Tobacco.
Okay, what you have there?
Cigar.
And the white thing?
The white things.
Yeah, what else besides cigars
could people smoke? Oh, you're talking about cigarettes? You kind of just throw me a loop there saying the white thing. You know what are you talking about?
Say someone offered to do you a favor, you'd say, well, I appreciate
it, but I don't
want
to feel obligated. And
someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, sure, I
can.
Huh?
I can.
Okay. And if you weren't able to, you'd say, I'd like to, but I just
don't have the time.
Or
unable to.
Or they say, can you? And you'd say, no, I
can't.
And if you just refuse to do it, and I ask you, will you do it, you say, no, I
cannot.
Or if you refuse,
I'd say, I just won't do it.
And if someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, what all I'm going to today?
Wait a minute. Go through that again.
Say if someone asks you to do some work around sundown, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, well,
I am tired.
Okay. And you tell a child, you're not doing what you
should.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, what you.
You're not doing what you ought to do.
And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
had no business doing.
Or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something
he ought not to have done.
And you might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you
are afraid.
Did you ever say you dare not do it?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
You mean me talking to the other one or him talking to me now?
Well, either way. You say, I bet you.
Or you say, I dare you to do it. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
You just say, I dare you to do it.
And you say, but I'll bet you. What do it?
I don't know what the hell you're leading up to here.
Well, would you say, I bet you dare not do it, or I bet you dasn't do it, or how would you say that?
I don't know. I can't quite associate those that phrase you're using there.
Well,
in other words, I don't think I would say to you, I dare you not to do it. Well, if it's a negative situation, you could say, I dare you not to do it.
Okay.
In other words, you know if someone is obligated to do something, it's something he's supposed to do and he's not doing it, and you just say, I dare you not to do it.
Okay. And say if you were doing something that was hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, your friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you got through, you might tell your friend, you know, instead of standing there, you might
have helped me.
Okay.
Now, if he was real, if he was first class A, I'd have told him you should have got off your ass and helped me.